Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show, folks. This week, I have Liz Ronco. She's VP of Product at Spiceworks Ziff Davis. How are you doing today, Liz?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on the show. Guests like you make it a cool show. So I'll give Liz's company a little intro, but why don't we get the corporate version first from you, Liz? What does Spiceworks do?
Yeah, Spiceworks Ziff Davis, we're all about action and we're all about driving action off data. And so really our focus is to grow the most actionable, unique, performant data, buyer data, intent data that the industry can offer. And so we are a leader in demand gen, always have been, and we're, you know, becoming more of a kind of renaissance data player, coming back into the game strong and hard to change some of the performance that we've seen and some of the frustrations our clients have said that they've experienced with other options. And so we're excited to kind of be back in and really integrating intelligence into everything that is marketing and marketing performance.
Yeah, it seems like there was, and I'll use a word that people love to use in intent data, surge. It seems like there was a surge in interest in intent data. So, hey, technical BS for listeners of the show. Does everybody out there who doesn't know what the bid stream is, I'm going to give away the entire secret to the crappy intent data that everybody has. Here we go. You get an advertiser account. You get access to the bid stream. That chucks a bunch of hashes at you about what sites people are browsing. Yeah, then match up to those hashes. Yeah, back out the categories. Voila. Now you have an intent data stream. Now you match those hashes to your email database, what have you, or account database and via IP. And you can serve targeted ads based on, well, what you think people are looking at. Now, here's why our friend Liz and the data OGs over at Spiceworks Ziff Davis. So I would say all the listeners of our shows are probably too young to remember, except maybe me and just barely, because I only see it on people's LinkedIns, is a bunch of data OGs have come out of Spiceworks Ziff Davis. A bunch of really good products, a bunch of gangsters at like Dun & Bradstreet and Zoom Info and a bunch of those big companies have done it. And so there's this surge in this information. And I think that you guys have a unique way of presenting and a unique collection of assets that other people who have intent data, I mean, I'll give a shout out to my friends at Bombora here, kind of the original Bitstream people too, but they also built that publishing network on the back of it that made it pretty legit. Otherwise, like a lot of this intent data out here is kind of wishy-washy. It's kind of like, how intent is it? I'm not sure. What do you guys build your intent data out of besides the bid stream? I know you bought Aberdeen, you bought Big Willow, and then you have first-party data because any of my listeners don't know, Spiceworks Ziff Davis caters to IT people. They have lots of content sites that have brochures, white papers, and all kinds of things that when you download them, that drops you into a hopper somewhere. So what's, can you give us any secret sauce in there that's like unique?
Yeah, I'll even back up to the comment about the data OGs. We definitely are.
Yes.
I think we're the OGs from a couple of different angles, right? I mean, Ziff Davis has been in the game forever.
Oh, and I didn't even recognize the combo. I don't know a lot about the Spiceworks intro. I really only know Ziff Davis being the original gangsters.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of background. But yeah, Ziff Davis is definitely older than you and I, and probably you and I combined. And so talk about OG of data and OG of the industry in general. Mm-hmm. And then Spiceworks, you know, we are the OG and frankly, still the current and only community out there for true B2B technology invested individuals with a whole lot of expertise. Mm-hmm. And then you combine in Aberdeen and everything that they bring and the Big Willow, which you plugged another option over there on kind of a third party data front, but talk about an OG from really pioneering the word intent data, what was going on in that space and bringing a level of data science, I think, that hadn't been seen before coming out of the Big Willow. And so all those three components coming together, you know, we can see more data points, more different sources of data than anyone else, frankly. So yeah, you might see a whole bunch of publisher data, publisher networks, but it's from the same types of source, right? People are reading content, they're looking at ads, they might be commenting, but it's relatively the same types of engagement. Mm-hmm. We're super focused on, that's great, that's good, that's an industry standard. If you don't have that, you shouldn't be playing in the game anyways.
Sure.
But you need context, right, to go along with that data. Otherwise, you're going to get false positives. And so that's when you start getting into what are people really talking about. Forums are massive when it comes to the engagement part of the funnel. And we have the largest forum that's out there. I mean, we've seen with buying research in general, forums and product guides are the number one and number two engaged research pieces of content and kind of types of interactions. And so that's great. You're in the work mindset. You're in the right frame of mind to absorb, not only to target those individuals, but for those individuals and accounts to absorb the content you're putting in front of them. But where we go further and where no one else can go is we have, and this comes from our Spiceworks kind of OG area, which is a whole bunch of tools and applications people actually use to run their business.
Neat.
And that feeds the expertise that exists in all those forums, that exists in the eyes that are on that ad content. So the relevance is just so high from not only just intent data, but where that source comes from.
I'm trying to remember one of the names of the old databases that was survey-based. I thought Aberdeen was selling it. So is there a lot of surveying still going on? Do people still survey as a source?
So Aberdeen, the brand, actually comes out from a really strong research background. And Spiceworks also has a very strong research background. And that...
So there is a little bit of the phone being rang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's the digital, what we call kind of the digital big data, big amounts of data. But then there's also the small qualitative data. So the verification of those behaviors, the verification of not only the data that we're seeing, but what's driving that data and are the message around that data working for our marketers and our tech providers. So we pair both together and it yields an extremely high, you know, performant and quality data product. And you kind of mentioned we went away. Mm-hmm. We never went away, but we definitely got quiet because we were so focused on making the actions around the data. So the demand generation programs, the advertising programs, performant. And that's where we actually put a lot of our work into providing the best type of results for our clients. But we went a little bit quiet on providing that data separately. And so now we've come back out and said, you know what? We've ate our own dog food. It works really well for us. Mm-hmm. It works really well for our clients. And our clients started saying, can I just have the data outright, right? I mean, I love your programs, love working with you guys, but can I apply this holistically to my entire strategy? And we said, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of
people weren't sure what you were allowed to do with sharing the data, especially too, as it attaches to intent data. And there's, you know, mm-hmm. concern about privacy. But I also believe that there's some built in allowing yourself to have a crappy product by saying you're protecting privacy and anonymity. Like people build groups or clusters, and that allows you to explain away a certain percentage down performance of the data by preserving privacy. And I don't necessarily dig on that. The second thing that I dig on is, and there's a lot of bait for salespeople here, and I'm all about, by the way, bait the salespeople. It's a hard job. Top of funnel work is a hard job, but like any data that's had any kind of intent on it means the person is real and they're right. active. So fun story to close this out on. I used to work a job where the early back, like when, you know, leads were still written on paper at a car dealership. And when we get the leads on paper, you know, this is a good lead. Call it right up, right? Call it right up. Okay. Turns out these are like phone book leads pretty much that someone's writing down on a piece of paper and then they bring it to you on a special note card and you work your butt off to get it. And then you get it. Now, was it the lead or was it that you worked your butt off to get it? I'm not sure. I believe sometimes this intent data is a little bit like, well, at least they're a real person, so you can swing at it. I like that you guys are taking it a click further to say, you know, we are giving the salespeople the ammunition they need to confidently make a call with the right context. I think that's pretty rad.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's intent, but it's also intelligence. And you'll hear us talk a lot about that. And that is, you know, great, they're in market, what part, you know, what stage of their buying, are they consideration engaging, but what's driving them to buy, right? What are they having problems with? Do they want innovation or do they want troubleshooting? Who are they shortlisting? Who are they talking to? What else they've got going on in their stack? all that stuff is super important, and you can't get that out of just what someone reads.
Awesome. Well, so if anyone wants to get in touch with you after the show to either look at some data or other stuff, how do they do that?
LinkedIn. I've got a pretty unique name, Elizabeth Ronco, Liz Ronco. Mm-hmm. Either one works.
I see you're hiring.
I am hiring. Yes.
I'm unfortunately not available. You know, we'll see. My company's guys got big dreams, but I'll put the word out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. We're hiring, and we're anyone who's a data nerd, data guru, marketing performance.
Oh, I got so many nerds on this show. Nerds, please message Liz Ronco if you want to try to work in data. She's got a pretty good setup over there, and they have a nice reputation, and they breed champions.
We do.
With that, I wish you all well with the rest of your weeks, and we'll see you next week on the Corporate Data Show.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.